Sunrise to sunset in Oslo. Long summer days offer more than fjords in this northern European metropolis.
Now, it's hard to manage your expenses when you're on the road. It's even harder when you're in the world's most expensive city. But don't let that put you off going out and exploring Oslo. As well as public transport, my Oslo Pass gives me free access to museums and art galleries. And, of course, the parks are free too. So there's plenty to see and do in Oslo from sunrise to sunset.
In summer, the Norwegian skies shine blue even at 9 o'clock in the evening. This means that even if you have just one day in Oslo, you can still fit a lot in. Here at Vigeland Park, there are more than 200 sculptures to admire, all designed and modeled by Gustav Vigeland, after whom the park is named. The park is located just 2 kilometers from the city center, and tram 12 took me here in just 5 minutes. We all know dealing with time differences and long-haul flights when traveling for business is no walk in the park. So why not take a break between meetings and soak up some rays to combat the tiredness and jet lag? New York has its South Street seaport, San Francisco its Fisherman's Wharf, and Oslo has Aker Brygge. The waterfront along the harbour is teeming with activity 24 hours a day, particularly in the summer. It forms the centre of community life. Norway is famous for its fjords, and you don't have to travel far to see one. You can take a boat from the harbour, and in less than an hour, you'll be sailing down the Oslo Fjord. Do what the Norwegians do and cruise down the fjord on a traditional wooden sailing ship. And who said there's no such thing as a free lunch? Well, with my Oslo Pass, the trip and the lunch are included. The two-hour cruise leaves 3 times a day from the harbour at 10:30, 1 o'clock and 3:30 p.m. And the views don't disappoint. There were so many opportunities for a photograph, I wasn't sure where to point my camera. As we approach the harbour, I'm told by fellow passengers that one of the best places to watch the sun go down is a restaurant appropriately named Solsiden, meaning the sunny side. Open only in the summer for 4 months, it's an ideal spot for dinner, be it for business or pleasure.
Now, I know what you're thinking. For a program about business on a budget, that place looks pretty smart, and you'd be right. But there's a lot of business going on here at this restaurant tonight, and after working so hard to come in under budget on our trip to Oslo, well, I thought we deserved a treat. And besides, the sunset costs nothing.